You're listening to SBS News.
The government will establish a new national gun buyback scheme after 15 people were killed in a terror attack at a Jewish festival at Bondi Beach on Sunday. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says it will be the largest buyback scheme since the Howard government initiated one in 1996 after the Port Arthur massacre, and comes as state and territories move to tighten gun control laws. Mr. Albanese says he expects the buyback will take hundreds of thousands of guns off the streets.
We know that one of these terrorists held a firearm licence and had six guns, in spite of living in the middle of Sydney suburbs there at Bonnyrigg. There's no reason why someone in that situation needed that many guns.
Under the scheme, states and territories will be responsible for collecting and paying gun owners to surrender surplus, newly banned or illegal firearms. Mr. Albanese says there will be tougher limits on the kinds of weapons legally available.
We expect hundreds of thousands of firearms will be collected and destroyed through this scheme. Consistent with the approach that was taken in 1996, the government is proposing that states and territories will be responsible for the collection, processing and payment to individuals for surrendered firearms. The Australian Federal Police will then be responsible for the destruction of these firearms.
Tim Quinn, the president of Gun Control Australia, says under current laws, some people in suburban Sydney own up to 300 firearms. He's been advocating for reforming firearm licensing to strictly limit the number and category of guns an owner possesses to their demonstrated need. He told SBS limiting the number of guns per person is just the start for what needs to be done.
We're currently looking at things like reducing the number of firearms per person, and those, while welcome, are small amounts of change where we should be looking at improving the way that we license guns and taking away certain aspects around recreational shooting.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is also calling on the Albanese government to take stronger action to stop anti-Semitism and violent extremism within its borders. Mr. Netanyahu told Sky News extremists target Australia and Bondi Beach because Jewish people are vulnerable there. He says the government can do more to shut down hate speech and monitor suspected extremists.
Apprehend the suspect. Don't allow them to get access to arms. Take forcible action against terrorist cells. Cooperate with Israel and with other governments. Take action and don't allow this unfettered hate speech to go on in your streets, in your public squares, because it's going to hit you too.
New South Wales police are reviewing evidence to see if they can continue to detain seven men arrested in a tactical operation in Sydney's southwest yesterday. Police Commissioner Mel Lanyon says the men travelled from Victoria and all seven are known to police. But he says the justification for their ongoing detention no longer exists. And while the men remain in custody for now, they may be released, subject to a review of evidence.
Whilst the specific threat posed by the males is unknown, I can say that the potential of a violent offence being committed was such that we were not prepared to tolerate the risk and interdicted accordingly. The information received was that Bondi may have been one of a number of locations that the males were intending to attend.
Commissioner Lanyon says police will continue to monitor the men if they are released. He also confirmed police are looking at radical Islamist extremism as one of the ideologies behind Sunday's massacre. Meanwhile, hundreds of people gathered at Bondi Beach on Friday morning for a memorial service to honour the victims of the Bondi shooting. Swimmers joined hundreds of surfers who formed a circle in the water as large crowds gathered on the sand after the beach was reopened and the crime scene closed on Thursday. The Prime Minister has announced a National Day of Reflection to remember the victims of the Bondi mass shooting.
Today I confirm that the Federal and New South Wales governments have declared Sunday, 21st of December, a day of reflection to honour the victims of the horrific terrorist attack at Bondi Beach and to stand in solidarity with the Jewish community. Further, my government and the New South Wales government and other premiers as well will work closely with the Jewish community on arrangements for a national day of mourning to be held in the new year.
Flags on Australian and New South Wales government buildings will be flown at half-mast, and people across the country will be encouraged to light a candle at 6:47 p.m. exactly 1 week since the attack unfolded, as a quiet act of remembrance with family, friends or loved ones. Mr. Albanese is asking Australians to observe a minute of silence. Television and radio networks will also be asked to pause for a minute's silence. Meanwhile, a GoFundMe account set up for Ahmed Al-Ahmed, the Sutherland Shire fruit shop owner who tackled one of the gunmen on Sunday and wrestled the gun away, has had more than $2.5 million Australian dollars pledged. His bravery has been praised around the world, but he remains in hospital after being injured in subsequent gunfire. Alan Lee, SBS News.